Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we have our good friend Bob Niggin here. Bob is the author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Bob is almost a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's been hanging out with us a long time. He's our go-to guy when it comes to retail when we're out here on Main Street, where the rubber meets the road, on the other side of the sidewalk, where the little bell rings when you open the door, that kind of thing. That's our buddy Bob Niggin. Hey, Bob, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always an honor and pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you back as always, and thank you for being a trooper. I know you're a little bit raspy and a little bit of a cold today, but thank you for being a trooper. My audience has heard that before. I mean, so many of my Brain Trust members, you know, they make a commitment, and I always give you guys, as you know, I give you an option to take a break, and nobody's ever said, no, I'll pass.
There you go.
Everybody always, you know, that's something that, real quick story, back in, I'm going to say a dozen years ago, Hurricane Isabel came through Washington, D.C., and we were having the Small Business Week event that year with the SBA, and I was helping to organize it and work on it. And I had a bunch of people call me when the hurricane came through. The city shut down. The government went home.
And I had you didn't, did you?
I had people call me and say, hey, is the SBA thing going on today? I said, hey, we're small business owners. We show up.
That's right.
And we did. Everybody else was gone. The city was up, was closed. And we showed up. Small businesses show up, don't they?
That we sure do. We sure do. Our livelihood depends on it. So
yeah.
We show up.
That's one thing about small business owners, and you know all about that, especially our buddies out in retail. But down out on Main Street, going best two falls out of three with the big boxes, trying our best to get some kind of return on our investment, right?
That's right. That's right.
Talk to us
and
about
make
that.
A living, you know?
Talk to us
yes.
about that return thing.
So it's not just the return that, there's the returns is a big thing that's happening right now in retail because, you know, at the end of this week, everybody's going to get their gifts. A lot of people are going to want to bring it back. And,
So wait a minute. How can we have a return if people keep returning things?
Well, that's a problem, isn't it? It's not a problem.
The returns hurt our return.
That's exactly right. But it's not a problem. It's an opportunity.
So let's
say you give me a sweater that I don't like, and I have to bring it back to my local store. The store owner who sees me as a return, who sees me as a sale being unmade, is looking at it incorrectly. The store owner who sees me as someone who's never been in the store before and has a problem that can be solved sees me as an opportunity and sees me as a new customer who they can turn into a lifetime
especially if it's something that somebody else went to your store and bought for me and I've never been in your store before.
That's exactly right. So, you know, really the whole thing, of course, the first line of defense is to not say, would you like your money back, which is what so many businesses do. The thing is to start asking questions, be friendly, be their ally, get on their team. See if you can't get them the right thing. So returns, you talk about returns. Returns are really an opportunity, to your point, to get return to.
Well, think about how much effort we go to. Think about how much effort we go to get someone we don't know to come in our shop.
That's right.
And this person wandered in for nothing.
They wandered in for nothing. And they're going to have some money. Because they're going to return something, they're going to have some money. They're going to have, you know, something to spend. So the job of every small retailer is to understand that this is an opportunity. Don't treat those people like they're the enemy, and to really, you know, make that experience something special so that they can raise an eyebrow in a positive way when people turn into something. And, you know,
might,
but it's not just,
they might,
you know,
they might come in and say, they might come in and say something like, well, this is the cheapest model the company makes of this, and obviously I got it from my brother-in-law. I want something nicer.
Well, that is what we hope for, isn't it? That is what we hope for.
Yeah.
Well, and so, Jim, and it's not just retailers that we're talking about. You know, every business, especially small businesses, when there's a dissatisfied customer, that is an opportunity, and they say something, that is an opportunity to... Mm-hmm. Make it right. Make it better.
And at that moment, they're your best friend, aren't they?
Well, yes. And, you know, think about that. When they come in, you know, it's your chance to. They're your, if you make them happy, they're going to respond. You know, I don't remember exactly what this, how long ago the statistic was. But when I used to teach customer service years and years and years ago, the statistic was for everybody who has a problem that gets solved to their satisfaction. They bring something in. There's a problem. They spend three times more than somebody who's never had a problem at all. You know, that whole, I have a problem. Oh, I got to bring it back. I hope they don't ask me about it.
Mm-hmm.
They get kind of wound up for the confrontation. They come in, and it's handled correctly. Now you're on their side, your teammates, and they're going to respond with loyalty. So, the whole thing is once a sales, I always say, the sales isn't really made until the customer is happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's something to think about for all businesses, especially at the holidays where there's going to be a lot of
stress. And I suspect that this is where employees need a little extra training, right? They need return training, don't they?
They need a lot of return training. Because you're
about attitude, about fulfillment, about everything, right? Because I mean, it's a little bit of a different kind of approach than when somebody walks in with nothing in their hands.
That's exactly right. Attitude training, the words to say. You know, how do you turn that conversation from okay, do you want your money back? To well, I'm sorry, it wasn't perfect. Let's talk about this. Wasn't color? Did it not fit? Did not work the way you thought, you know, so it just really becomes another sales process.
And
lots of questions.
And have you been in our store before? Can I show you around? Show you some of the other things you know about. Hey,
you
Bob, I need your website, please.
Sure. WhizBang Training, WhizBang Training.com.
Check it out. WhizBang Training. Bob Negan and I will be right back. We got some more things we're going to talk about after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.